Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Ag Pro podcast here on Farm Journal Radio. I'm Ashley Davenport, your host, and joining me today is Mr. Joe Sinclair. He's the president and CEO of Quality Ag in Albia, Iowa. Joe, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, you're very welcome, Ashley, and that's quite the introduction, but I'm just a kid from Melrose trying to get by.
Aren't we all? So where exactly is Albia, Iowa? I'm not too familiar with that neck of the woods.
Albia is in south central Iowa, about halfway between the rivers, between the Mississippi River in Burlington and the Missouri River at Omaha.
Okay. So looking at your bio, you founded Quality Ag in 1995. What made you decide to take that leap and do this?
Well, I've always been involved in agriculture, grew up on the farm, went to Iowa State, had a 11-year career at Dow Chemical Company in agriculture the whole entire time, and it was just natural to move back to the home area and stay involved in retail and production agriculture.
You offer a lot of different products and services. You have full-service agronomy, wholesale distribution, risk management. What made you decide to, and when did you get into the seed business?
We've been in seed ever since we founded the company in 1995, and it has always been an important part of our entire operation. You think about when you're growing any crop, it all starts with the seed, whether it's seed stock in a berry farm or a vineyard or an orchard, or the annual seeds that we plant every year, growing corn and soybeans here in the Midwest.
Joe, what types of, what brands do you sell?
We're dealers for the, I guess they would be called the Bayer brands now, the former Monsanto products, DeKalb and Asgrow. And we do a really, really good job with the Corteva products from Micogen. And there's a local seed corn company here in south central Iowa that does an absolutely fantastic job putting together hybrids for southern Iowa and really just the Midwest region, and that's Middle Coops, and they're a seed corn company in Packwood, Iowa.
You've been around for more than 20 years. In that 20 years, what have been the biggest changes that you've seen in seed selling?
Well, I'll back it up a little bit more than that, Ashley. When I was working for Dow Chemical as a Dow Ag Products chemical rep, that was when a big transition started to happen where chemistry and seed became integrated. If you look back on that, you know, Monsanto bought the DeKalb product. You had Dow purchasing Lynx, which was a pretty good-sized regional company back in the late 80s. And then Syngenta was the Golden Harvest purchaser and NK. So it's become integrated since about the late 1980s, and that was really the tip of the iceberg that has led to what we have now with basically the oligarchs of agriculture, which would be Bayer, BASF, Corteva, and Syngenta, who have integrated their chemistry with the seed, and the seed has the traits in it that can adapt to different herbicides and different tillage systems and just whatever the weeds decide to adapt to. The scientists are trying to stay one step ahead of that to be able to provide seeds that are resistant or seeds that provide options for the resistance that the weeds develop.
Interesting. So have you noticed anything else in your strategy of how you sell seed or connecting with the dealer? I know, especially in the last several years, more of a digital marketing campaign towards these growers. Have you noticed that?
Well, you see the digital campaign. We've got more price exposure now than we've had in the past. The good seed salesman has a relationship with the grower and is able to develop a plan that will help that grower to get a successful result. And that'll be a myriad of decisions that of inputs that go into the decision. For example, you wouldn't want to have a grower that has a Roundup Ready system on corn running a Roundup Ready system on beans because of the resistance that'll develop. And when our sales agronomists are out on the farms having their one-on-one discussions, it's very important for them to have that relationship close enough with our growers that they can develop a strategy to give them the best possible results.
Joe, you've been in the business for a long time now. What have you found has worked best for you and quality ag?
When you have a team delivering the result to the field, and on that team needs to be the manufacturer of the seed, which would be the breeder and the developer. You know, for us, it might be Jack Middlecoop at Middlecoop Seed Corn. It might be Trent Lehue at Micogen, and it might be Sarah Wood at Bayer Monsanto. They need to be on a team along with our sales agronomist and our grower. They all three need to be on a team trying to get the best result out of each particular field, because all farms aren't the same. All farmers aren't the same. And if you try to treat them all as one blanket, one solution for everything, you're not going to get the best result.
And on the flip side of that, what have you said, nah, this isn't what we want to do, this isn't how we want to take the company or our seed sales?
I think I understood your question to be, what do you not want to do?
Right.
What I don't like to see is, I don't like to see people that don't have knowledge making recommendations. And sometimes it'll be, you know, a farm manager might blow in and say, this is the seed that we're going to plant, and you're going to do it the way that this farm manager says it's going to be. And those farm managers can have a lot of control. So that's something that you don't like to see. But for the most part, those things are part of the past. We've got a lot of involvement, especially recently, on seed corn from the manufacturer's reps, because they just about have to be on that farm to help develop the pricing strategy. It's almost impossible for a salesman to go out onto the farm with the price sheet and achieve a result, because there's so much backside that needs to come from the manufacturer to get to the right price points.
And Joe, you talked a little bit about farm managers. Have you noticed any generational differences with that?
I wouldn't say that the differences would be generational as much as they would be educational. If you've got a grower that's 65 years old that has been to every meeting every winter for the last 40 years, he's up on it. But you might have a third generation farmer that got a political science degree from a liberal arts college that doesn't have much interest in the farm, but he's on the farm because that's his opportunity. He may not be as advanced in his thinking as the older fella that has watched agricultural evolution. So more educational than generational in the differences.
So we're going to shift gears a little bit here. We're going to look ahead. What do you have coming down the pipeline for this next season?
Well, I'm really excited about the soybean research that MS Technologies has developed. That's Mershman and Stein. And I've been talking mostly about corn since we've been on this podcast, Ashley. But on the soybean side, MS Technologies has got the new balance soybean that's going to have the Liberty technology in it. They're going to integrate 2,4-D with Liberty. That's going to be a Corteva event there. So I'm pretty excited in the future about our solutions that we're going to be able to achieve through the new technologies that's coming from Stein Mershman and from Corteva. It's going to be pretty exciting.
And there are so many exciting things coming up in agriculture in general, too, aside from the seeds sales.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got a revolution coming right now with traditional products like Metribuzin and pendimethalin, and things that, you know, Treflan, that people kind of put away, didn't use for a long time, and now the resistance has come back. Those products are seeing a renaissance, and we're able to integrate those older tools in with our newer tools and come up with some really good low-cost solutions to weed control in corn, soybeans, and are able to get a more economical result, which is what we need with our depressed commodity prices.
And that's so important, too, looking ahead, because of we've got these tariffs going into place. According to President Trump, there might be more tariffs. That's tightening the a lot of farmers are tightening their belts even more because of all this going on the outside.
Yeah. Yeah, that tariff thing is going to take care of itself. We're all used to talking about free trade, but really what we're looking for is fair trade. And it hasn't been fair for the United States for quite a long time. And not just on agricultural products, but also technology and aerospace, a lot of industries that aren't being treated fairly internationally. And China, talking about soybean exports, they're running out of soybeans. It looks like their latest solution now, I just saw a report, is that they're going to try to have soybean meal imported from Argentina. So Argentina is going to import our soybeans and turn them into soybean meal and then turn that around and ship it to China. So they're, I always say that little old lady will quit driving to the grocery store before she quits eating. And it's the same thing in China. The little old lady will, she'll walk down to the grocery store and get herself something to eat every day.
I've heard China been called a lot of things, but a little old lady hasn't been one of them. That's a first.
That's right. That's right. If you've ever been there, it's not a nice place. It is not a nice place at all, but it's full of people and they all eat every day.
Just like the rest of us. Well, I have been talking to Joe Sinclair. He's the president and CEO of Quality Ag in Albia, Iowa. Joe, thank you so much for joining me today.
Actually, you're very welcome. I want to thank all the folks listening in on the Farm Journal podcast, and have yourself a great afternoon, evening, or day, whatever time you're listening.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm Ashley Davenport, your host for the AgPro podcast here on Farm Journal Radio.